Chernobyls.
The fart box.
The fart box.
Fart box.
My boyfriend said that word last night, and we laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Boston accent.
No, but I was making him talk. I thought he was. I made him talk in a Boston accent last night, and he was like, "What do you want me to say, fart box?" And I thought that was the funniest thing. And I was like, "What? Well, what's a fart box?" He's like, "You know, it's an endearment for your grandmother."
Okay. You were listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn, and you've been eavesdropping in on myself, Velocity Child, Chernobyl.
Hiya.
Sweetie.
Hello.
And Dirty Martini.
What's up, bitches?
Oh, shite.
What? And it's getting cooler now. It's like sexy. And there's a smell in the air.
It's
just smell of autumn and the things it triggers. Yeah. Tell me about that, sweetie.
Well, I think autumn kind of like smells like different things for different people. But I do think that there's a smell of autumn that's different than you can't ever, like, you don't smell summer coming, like, really. You don't smell winter coming.
Well, in New York City, you can smell the subway more.
Well, that's vagrant urine.
Yeah.
It gets a little headier in the summer.
Yeah.
A little bit more pungent, a little bit more earthen.
Piquant.
But I think wherever you live, if you live someplace with seasons, everybody has this commonality that they smell autumn. And for me, like, autumn is like a real, like, mood changer. Like, it can be what's the matter? Oh, that man.
Autumn is great.
Autumn is very cool. But it, for me, it's a mood changer because it can be very melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like, I'm getting so scared. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at your cock.
My God. I've never heard anyone say that to me, like, in public.
Well, you asked.
My lady cock?
Well, do you feel like autumn, for instance, is like a kind of a season that makes you always feel like it's time to get serious?
Yes.
Like, at the end of summer, you're like, okay, enough fucking around. As soon as that breeze comes in, that...
Smell
that you talk about, and you're like, okay, time to get serious.
But there's also that
too long.
Yeah, but there's like that nervousness, like the smell of like new school clothes.
There's like Thanksgiving family reunion.
Yeah, or like,
but Halloween's a good
Halloween
smell.
Or you smell like, I mean, I grew up in the Midwest. You smell like bonfires. So you know that, you know, as a gay, you could be thrown up on that fire. No, I'm joking. As a gay or a colored,
well, the original
or a woman,
word baggage was originally a stick that
it
you
meant
threw
Linda
on the fire.
Simpson.
Girl.
But I always thought autumn smelled like death. You get all the, like, the
but
rotting
there is a,
leaves.
But there is a death.
Like, yeah.
But it's a beautiful death.
It seems bizarre that nobody said that yet. I thought that was kind of.
That's why you're
topic.
Here.
Well, I guess so.
Are you obsessed with death?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm having a breakthrough right now.
Yeah, I think you're akin to it.
Are you okay? Because your lips are actually turning blue.
For those of you not looking right now, Chernobyl is rocking some beautiful
blue lips. Yeah.
Yes.
It's getting cold outside.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
So this is the death beauty that you're hearkening for the new coming of autumn.
Yeah.
Death
it's
beauty.
It's winter. It's time to put
that's
on.
That's a lot.
Death cuts.
That's...
No more of this nude bullshit.
No, fuck nude.
Blue is the new nude.
Blue is the new
nude.
You can only do nude lips if you have
big
lips.
Yeah.
One of the first lipsticks I bought
that's
in New
really
York
true.
Was an icy blue lipstick. It was shit. It never worked, but it was so pretty.
You know who can rock a nude lip because she's got beautiful, like, thick, lovely lips? Linda Simpson. No, because like a nude
you were
lip.
You're gonna say Amanda Lepore.
No, but
or
like a nude lip against a nude lip against.
To say, like,
not that she would ever.
No, but like a nude lip against like a khaki colored tooth.
Stop talking about my mama like that.
Ooh, her teeth are. Oh, they're like khaki. I'm in a crazy mood. It's so late. That's why we're all punchy.
That's why this is so good.
Punchy.
That's why this is so good. Well, we started late tonight. This is the
we
first
did.
Time I've ever started this late. But it was
and
worth
we
it.
Had sliders.
Yes.
It was nice.
Juicy talk talk.
Cher sat on a tentacle. She sat.
Maybe a little bit.
And said, why isn't it a walrus penis? I want a walrus. No, I'll make that a whale.
I'm needy.
My freaky tentacle dildo. Yeah.
What's the next subject, man?
Well, next subject. Let's talk about TERFs, motherfucker.
TERFs.
What does TERF stand for?
Cher was discussing that. But you brought this up when you talked
about
Cher.
I've just recently learned about it, and I did a quick Google search just so I could know what I was reading. And from what I remember, from what I gathered, I think it's a cis woman who believes that trans women, like, more
drag
or less,
queens?
Like, don't need to wear so much
I'm
makeup.
Sorry.
It's sort of like
female to male? Or male to female?
Female to male.
So Kardashians
like
shouldn't wear so much makeup? Is that what they're saying?
Well, basically,
or are they
it's
Kardashians
like the,
judging?
It's almost like ultra feminists saying, like, the
queens shouldn't
the
paint
big
up
thing
so
about,
much.
Right. The big thing about drag queens is that it's like a mockery of femininity or being female. And so
I think
now
it's
that's kind of moved into like. Even more intense
hyper-femininity.
Women against trans women.
If you have something
women.
Against femininity, then
well,
it's almost like a reverse homophobia.
Yeah, you need to keep your fucking
it's
dick
like,
in your
it's
pants,
like a
butch.
Woman being a misogynist to another woman on some level.
Right,
in
right.
In this weird, twisted way.
I think these dykes need
right.
to keep their dicks in their pants,
like, if
Dirty
a woman,
Martini.
I don't care if she used to be a man. I don't care if she was born with a vajayjay.
Dirty, put your dick away.
I don't care if she's straight or lesbian. I don't care if she's a drag queen. Whoever the fuck you are, if you come to me and say you can't wear that much makeup, is a fucking asshole.
So
right.
this
well,
is a thing so much that there's actually
simple.
A term for it.
Yeah,
yes.
apparently.
That's
yeah.
what you're saying.
Called TERFs.
You're bringing this to us.
It might be an acronym, I think. I'm not totally
sounds
sure.
Like it.
Did you say that Cher was actually speaking out about that?
Yeah, apparently Cher tweeted
yeah.
about TERFs the other day.
Hmm.
Now, how dare the Kardashians, who are, like, put on that contour to go out to, like, do the fucking
clown.
Laundry. They were full-on Ben Nye.
As if.
Yeah.
As if they did their own laundry or did anything. But, like, they're wearing the full-on contour drag face just to go out of the house because they know, well, they've contracted photographers to
right.
have them do that. But people like that are judging against people making an illusion of womanhood.
Are people transitioning into womanhood? Isn't
well,
that what the other thing was? Is
right,
TERFs
right.
are upset with tranny,
with
male to female,
yeah, yeah.
getting dolled up.
But
that's silly. That's just...
I lost it.
Is it about uber femininity? Is that the problem that
yeah.
they see? Like, a lot of feminists feel that the style of feminism is
uber?
Blank.
Right,
is
right.
male and androgynous.
You know, I'll be honest, that's what turned me off to the 1970s version of feminism.
Everyone!
The fact that there was all that slut shaming. I just couldn't hang. I love my makeup.
Well, I mean, it's femme. It's
yeah.
femme culture. Like,
well, and now everyone wears makeup. Like, men wear makeup on the daily basis.
Yeah, well...
Not as much, but some do. There's, like, some businessmen putting on some fucking BB cream in the morning.
You think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
BB cream for men is short for ball butter.
Ball butter.
Ball butter. Like, they they bust one out and then they put it on their face.
Basting.
Basting.
That's what we call basting.
Basting.
Basting with the BB
basting
cream.
Basting sounds
it's
a little
good, it's a good moisturizer.
Basting.
I think it firms
I'm into
up
basting
the
and edging.
Collagen.
I'm into
collagen.
What is it with these people, that these women that... I'm sorry, but if you're not a feminine woman, I understand. It makes sense.
Linda
you do
Simpson.
Your thing.
Shit. Stop.
You wear your fucking Adidas, you get on with your life, right? But what is this femme shaming? I don't get it. Either male
it's,
or female.
It's
doesn't matter gender.
Time ad nauseum. Seriously.
I just think
like,
it's people with too
Marilyn
much fucking
Monroe
time.
There's a Marilyn Monroe piece that I do that I put together that involves, you know, lipstick gear, final interview and stuff. But when I was putting it together in the studio and splicing and cutting and things, I was led to these other interesting links on YouTube, and they were like stopping the average woman on the street. It was like footage from the 50s and asking her them like what they thought about Marilyn Monroe. Same thing.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, they were afraid of what she represented.
It's terrible. And then, man, like, just what a horrible whore lady. Wah. Like, you can see it. Just look, search it on YouTube. It's the weirdest thing. But, yeah, it's like the same thing. Mae West got that heat. Yep.
They basically thought she took it in the fart box by the Kennedys.
She probably did.
She did, and she probably loved it.
And they probably loved it, too. I mean, I think it was a mutual...
It's like, my fart box is off limits till I'm married.
You know why, Linda? Because I mean, dirty. Because you're a good girl.
Dirty. Cheers.
Yeah.
Bless
you. Don't
you.
Touch my font box
Girl,
until you put a ring
up
on.
To the imagination, don't we?
Yeah. Until you put a sphincter ring on it.
Oh no. Dirty. Tell us about some French fries.
Oh, well, tonight we made these wonderful French fries.
You did it,
girl.
Well,
wow.
Velocity helped, and we
some ingredients.
Together
yeah.
we refreshed some French fries. You know, I don't deep fry as a rule, but, you know, I will refresh a deep fried item.
Oh.
Especially if it's soggy.
Yeah, because I don't like a soggy fry. Who does? It's like, why would you waste those calories?
It's like a soft cock.
Yeah. And it's just like, it doesn't taste like anything. So we threw it in some truffle oil, put some tahine.
Yes.
The correct pronunciation.
Yeah, like Jesus. It's like tahine.
And a little bit of sea salt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Deliciousness. So that's how
powder.
You refresh a fry. On high heat with truffle oil.
Yes.
Oh, how
and
lovely.
Don't let it burn.
No.
Yeah, but I like that you got some of the edges good and like...
crispy.
Crisply and crackly and
crispy.
Dark.
Crispy.
Gotta juicy. Have a crispy fry.
Yes.
Those were good. They were delish.
Now I'm gonna pass out. Food coma.
Dirty girl, what's your website? Dirty Martini.
www.http
://
colon? Did you mention colon?
MissDirtyMartini.com.
Right on, sweetie.
I don't have a website.
You
because
page,
I'm technically kind of retarded.
Well, you're also kind of a legend, so you know.
Yeah,
like,
so
you
people
need one.
You know what? You can get hold of me by courier pigeon.
I like that.
Smoke signal.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go into a darkened bathroom, you can spin around 3 times and say the name Sweetie.
Yes!
And I will appear in the mirror, at you. Yeah.
Yes.
God, that must be a bitch.
And
it's
do you give makeup tips after that?
Do I do makeup tips?
Do you give makeup tips when you appear in the mirror?
If they ask for them, but I'm one of those queens, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you know.
Oh, shut
you're
up.
Like
you do too.
You're not gonna
I get makeup tips?
No, one time in a club, it was my 4th gig, and I'm sitting at the bar.
Oh, no, she's going to, like, read me now.
And I was like, seriously. seriously the fourth gig, and it was like Chi-Chi and Johnny's party, and I was like, thank God I'm home.
And what did I say to ruin your night?
You did nothing, but you came up behind me and you pushed my wig forward like that. Then you're like, girl, your wig's falling back.
Oh, because you were giving RGB, retarded girl bangs.
Yes.
I was helping you, not hindering you, young lady.
You helped.
Her hair was riding way back.
It was a Teresa Santana wig with like a lot of...
You had a really high bang.
Like three wigs.
Can I please share the story about Dirty at my party at my house?
Perfect.
Dirty was at a house party at my house when I lived on 49th Street. And it was just such a great night, and there were so many people who stopped by. And Dirty was drunk because she is a drunk. She's a filthy alcoholic.
There's a difference.
She was doing a lot of inappropriate touching of guests that she didn't even know. Remember
she was
that?
Auntie nope. Good Touch.
I don't either. No, she wasn't like that. No, Dirty had a few drinks. But anyways, I had a patio and then I had a backyard. And the backyard was still, the earth was still moist from a rain earlier in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And Dirty was leaning back in a patio chair. She kept leaning back off the edge of the patio. She was kicking it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she fell backwards and she went bam, right down onto the earth. Yeah. And I at first thought she was hurt, and then she started laughing her laugh that is just so beautiful. And everyone laughed, and we helped her up, and we just went on with the night. But that night it rained more, and the backyard led into my bedroom. And when I got up that morning, I got up to go have a cigarette, and I was going to go out onto the back porch onto the patio. And it had rained, and there was a perfect imprint of the cheeks of Dirty's ass.
Like a fountain.
Like a baptismal font.
Yes.
And it was filled with water, these two beautiful, clam shells.
Yes.
And it was just so cool. And that's I will always remember that about Dirty Martini.
And she literally laughed her ass off.
She laughed her ass off.
Into the soil, Mother Earth, and created this.
And do you know that I went upstairs and I gathered at least 17 to 20 children, and they were able to bathe in the cheeks of her ass imprint.
They were healed.
And they were healed. They didn't have the croup no more.
One of them kicked
were
over
the crescent.
Were they
singing a song from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? You know?
They were
singing. Go to sleep, you little babies. You know that song from Oh
Brother,
Where Art
Thou? I love
that song. The Bathing Beauties. Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't know it. What do you have to say on that, Sherry?
I don't know it either. I never did like the movie.
Really?
Oh, it's epic.
I only saw it once, and I think I was kind of young, but I was not into it.
You know, if you watch it again, it'll be a different movie for you.
But what if it's not? Then you know why. Just make sure you smoke
a lot of weed.
Then it's just a couple hours of your life.
That's the only way to watch movies.
Yeah. Watch it! Watch it!
But what if I hate it? And then watch I have it. To tell you guys I hate it as opposed
it
to I only saw it that once.
I guarantee the four of us will never be in the same room at the same time again.
That's
because
terrible.
If we are, I will run. I will go running. Especially if you're wearing that blue lipstick, young lady. Does your mother know that you're out painted in such a garish way after midnight?
I have my profile on public, so she
should
might.
We call your mom right now, or at least FaceTime her?
Yeah. What time is it?
It is in real time in East Coast. It's
1:19. Iowa time right now. It's
only an hour.
So it's 12:19 there, or 2:19.
Much too late.
What, she's already drunk.
What time does Mama go to bed?
Yeah, it's like it's after midnight in Iowa.
Oh yeah.
Mama goes to bed after Mama has her medicine.
You can find Sweetie on Facebook.
Sweetie NYC, And please friend me because I have too many friends and I'd love to hit that reject button. I love it. I love it. No, all you gotta do is send me a message and I will friend you. So please do that. And let me know that you found me on Radio Free Brooklyn. That makes me happy. I like to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. And share.
Best way is Facebook.
But what about your home telephone number, honey?
You're on Instagram too.
Nobody has home phones anymore.
Okay, what's your mobile number?
It's
no, don't tell them. Don't tell them that.
I have a home phone number.
But it's Share Noble.
Really?
Easy to find.
It's a 212 number, and they're so hard to come by.
C H E R, like the diva, and last name Noble, like royalty, N O B L E.
Mm-hmm. Work it out.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Raise a glass, Miss Martini.
She's the only one with a glass. She's the only one that should give a fucking drink to around here.
Scorpios, what do you expect?
Fuck.
Take care of our own.
My fucking throat thinks my belly thinks my throat's been cut. I'm so thirsty.
Give us a kiss.
What are you doing?
We're kissing. We're kissing. Don't you know what a kiss sounds like?
that's
a good one. That's a good one.
Turn
coming out. It's like, oh,
it smells pecan.
Yeah, it's like, smells like buttered pecan.
And on that note, you are listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are yushy-gushy tonight on the crest of the full moon with the Sweetie.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Radio Free Brooklyn. Hello.
Hello,
Las Vegas. Hello, Centerline. Hello, Idaho.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
So we are here in the fancy Manhattan Island.
Yeah, NYC.
Fashion Week.
Fashion.
Fashion. What is the fashion? How's the haute couture been for you?
You know what? I have always been so fucking bowled over by fashion, like as a child, as an adult. I mean, I really do appreciate beautiful things, and I feel so lucky to live in New York City because of Fashion Week. But I have to tell you, this, I don't know, there's something about the season. There's something like really sexy in the air. Like really like peekaboo, see-through,
cutouts.
Naughty cutouts, lace.
It's getting slutatious.
But in a very sophisticated kind of way, and I'm just happy to see that, like, I don't know, for American designers, you know, I'm not seeing what the Europeans are doing yet, but for American designers, like, they're really, like, going to a very European place, which I think is really cool because, you know, I like American designers for the fact that we're American. Like when I was a kid, Bill Blass was, like, a real influence
for me. It's practical.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, but where European fashion has a flourish to it and a sophistication and you know all that. But
I find European fashion often ask the question, why can't every day be an occasion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Marc Jacobs this season using Taboo as like his muse for all of these pattern or not pattern but textile
me,
work.
The concept of the word Taboo?
No, the artist Taboo.
Oh, I see. Tell me about Taboo.
Who is a drag performer and painter who has been a force in the East Village since the early 80s. Does this amazing, kind of very graphic stuff. And Marc Jacobs, did these amazing, like, opera cloaks. And they have, like, a cat chasing mice around the hem. And they were hand-drawn onto the fabric by Taboo, sent to Paris, and jeweled and stoned and beaded. And there is a beautiful evening gown with a big black crow on the back of it.
I think I just peed a little bit.
It's amazing. Or these huge eyes with extremely big lashes that are just all over things.
Yes.
Just phenomenal. And I just think that's so artistic for an American designer. And then the fucking stuff that Rodarte's doing is so sexy. And they're using what looks like, and I know they can't, but it looks like monkey fur done in like these incredible ombres of like blood red.
Like hair.
And yeah, it's beautiful. Plus all of this like kind of neo-Victorian sexy school teacher stuff that's just really like out of this world. And I'm just
almost like a Penny Dreadful of sexuality.
You got it, sister.
Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah, so I'm just really, I always love Fashion Week. There used to be a show on cable called Full Frontal Fashion. They used to show all the fashion shows, and I miss stuff like that. Oh, I was making too much noise with the fan. Yes! Click it, mother! Click it!
Ooh, better be careful how I fan.
Click
that.
It!
Ooh, she's powerful.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I have to do it.
God, that
download.
Scared the hell out of me, though. Really fearing for my life. I thought Linda Simpson had broken for a second.
Okay, now.
Yes. How may I help?
All right, mister. Strong words that lose meaning due to abuse.
Or overuse, yeah.
Yeah, abusing the word.
Yeah. I just get so tired of hearing people use words that are meant for something completely different for something that is so inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think it started with the word amazing.
Yes.
Oh my God. I was watching, I don't know, Wheel of Fortune. And it was amazing. It's like, Wheel of Fortune was amazing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or this eyeshadow. Oh my God, you guys. When I was working for MAC Cosmetics, I really found this. You're going to love this eyeshadow. It's amazing. It's like, if you're amazed by a fucking eyeshadow, like, you really need to, like, be institutionalized. I mean, you're a slobberer or a mouth breather, you know? You're not amazed by an eyeshadow or a lipstick. You're amazed by, like, Niagara Falls. Or you're amazed that someone had gotten
or
a cure.
Or the Northern Lights.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. That's you know, or something. And even before amazing, awesome.
Oh, well, that really
awesome is like the Northern Lights.
To be awestruck.
Yeah, like awesome. Like, that's awesome.
Something awe-worthy.
But the one that really, like, I just want to, like, choke somebody, like, kick them in the throat. Best day ever. Best meal ever. Like, how boring is your fucking life, you fucking douchebag, if a grilled cheese sandwich is the best meal ever?
I think you just feel that there's a laziness and a lack of imagination.
It's like zero to 100. They're either completely disappointed.
Right.
Worst day of my life. Or especially on Facebook, everyone feels heartbroken. You're really, like, you're heartbroken because you missed the train.
Mm.
I'm feeling heartbroken. It's like, heartbroken's like, you know,
if someone died,
a lover left you, or you left,
or
yeah,
had to,
like,
break up with somebody.
A breakup, or a loved one died, or that's heartbreak. You reserve that for special things.
A family abandonment, crazy shit like that.
Family molestation.
Mm, that would make you more than heartbroken. I think that would be traumatized.
Traumatized. Yeah. Sexualized.
Yeah.
For some people, rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm only talking from my own experience.
Well, the massage you gave me earlier tonight was very...
Did you enjoy your massage?
I felt very loved.
You are very loved.
It felt good.
Yeah, I mean, but those words, I just wish that people would find a better word. I'm such a word person.
Yeah, you're a wordsmith.
I love vocabulary, and it's like, there's so many words to choose from that are so interesting. So why do you have to go?
Well, even the simple word fabulous for a good eyeshadow, I think, is appropriate.
Well, fabulous is fun. Yeah.
That's a fabulous
It's a fabulous
eyeshadow.
Color. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's appropriate, but amazing?
Yeah.
Like you're going to stand there and look at it.
This,
like,
is apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or something was epic.
Okay.
We had
been an abuser of the word epic. I'm guilty there.
Or what about the word profound?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one.
It was really, like, profound. Profound is like...
Life-changing.
Life-changing, you know? It's like, profound is so important. It's not finding out that you got, you know, so profound today. I found out that... Kylie Jenner, whatever has Kylie Jenner in it, it's not profound. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If there's a fucking Kardashian in it,
there's no
profundity.
A reality star at all.
No,
involved.
It's not profound.
Gordon Ramsay, whatever, it's not profound.
Oh my God, who is that queen? with the reality series Cressley Knows Best or whatever.
I haven't witnessed this atrocity.
The queen. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I'm curious.
There's this guy named Chris Cressley or whatever, but he's like this super, 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 super Atlanta metrosexual.
He's very swishy.
Oh my God. And he's got kids. He's got like a house load of kids and he's got a wife. But he's like, girlfriend, before you start out of this house, you're going to change your attitude and your drawers. He's like this quippy queen who talks to his children like that. It's like, oh my God. Anyways, I recently got cable, and I've been a little bit of a cable whore lately.
I don't blame you.
God, I love it. My favorite guilty pleasure right now on cable.
It's a world of human experimentation right now on cable.
Botched at Birth.
Oh, no.
That is
now,
my
show. Now, there's a show called Botched about bad plastic surgery, which I found really boring.
This is Botched at Birth.
I saw half one episode. That's all I last.
Botched at Birth. These are people who are born with birth defects, and they get plastic surgery
like
to
when they
to
have
fix
no
it.
Face or...
Well, a lot of them have no... There's a lot of no noses. There's
cleft,
a lot of people born without
palate.
Nose cartilage. There's a lot of one like... women with more of like one breast than another, like very, very bad imbalance in breast size. Guys born with only one testicle. Guys who have like micro penises who need to be bigger or huge slongs who actually...
Do you mean like the kind where they retract inside the body completely?
I want to tell you something. In the fatty community...
Yeah.
There is a fetish for guys who retract back and men who are into them, and they call it turtling.
I could see why.
Oh, God.
Well, I was in the Dundon industry for a while, and I had experienced a couple of the
turtlers,
yeah. I had some turtles.
Turtlers.
And they actually were into having their cock humiliated.
I've been in the gay scene for a
that
long time.
That was like what really turned them on.
I've been in the gay
they
scene for a long
it.
Time. And I've come across some turd burglars.
Turd burglars.
Yeah.
Yes, I bet you did.
Turd burglars. They burgle turds.
I just fucking bet.
They're such fucking turd burglars
You're
in this
turd
world.
Burglar.
Well, no, I'm a turd burglary.
Your turd burglar.
Yeah, I'm the dip. I'm not the chip.
Oh boy.
I hate being pushed into chip mode.
It's a tough position.
If
to
I,
be
you
in.
Know what? If I'm like if I'm with well, of course, when I was with women, I would have to be the top. You
You'd
know
have
what
to
I mean?
Be the chip.
I would have to be the chip. You know, but that was like
Steve
a natural progression.
Chip.
Natural progression.
Yeah.
But with guys, I don't even pretend to be versatile. It's like, no.
Why? Don't.
No.
No, it's not what
no,
you signed up for.
No, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
Stick it in my mouth or my fart box, you know? I just had to say that word on the air, fart box.
I love fart box.
I just don't, because you know what I have to say? Hygiene is one of my things.
Like
I'm a very clean team.
I like the word cock socket.
Cock socket.
Yeah, just stick it in your cock socket.
Oh, I love that. I love my, I like calling it a dog patch. I like calling it a Michigan basement.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
You know what a Michigan basement is? A Michigan basement is like a half basement that's only, like you have to kind of crawl underneath it.
Yeah.
And you can keep canned goods underneath there or something. And it's like, you know, we had to dig out our Michigan basement. You know, we had a regular house, but we dug out a Michigan basement. I've had my Michigan basement dug out a couple times.
I just bet you did.
I did. Fuck, I loved it. Now,
you know, the Michigan basement, is that what it's called?
Michigan basement.
Well, that brings me to the next topic.
Yeah.
Brunch bingo.
How does a Michigan basement bring me to brunch bingo?
Because I feel like it.
Because it's a good segue. Yes. I have to say, I'm so excited for this.
It is a wonderful segue. Thank you for the Michigan basement.
I learn something
every time you're here.
You learn something new. It's like Minnesota gay.
Right.
And then Michigan basement.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I wish Dirty Martini were here to hear this song. I really do, because she could learn something. We learned earlier, I don't know if you know this or not, Dirty was institutionalized.
Oh, really?
She was. She was hard to learn as a kid. They put her away for a little while.
You were just egging her on, aren't you?
They put her away for a while.
I can't stand it.
They shaved her head.
Her beautiful visage. Because she had the lice. 5 feet away from you with her feet up with head lice.
She was eat up with head lice.
Sexy legs balanced on the bouncy ball.
Dirty Martini is sitting in on my interview, so I'm just trying to make her laugh. She totally is. But Bingo Brunch. Bingo Brunch. Please. I am hosting every Sunday.
Yes.
At Pangea, which is this amazing destination restaurant in the East Village, celebrating its 30th year in the East Village. That's
wow.
A long time to be in the restaurant business in New York City.
Incredibly long.
They opened in 1986. And September 20th, I am celebrating my 25th year in
Your
the drag
birthday?
World. No, the
oh,
in
yes.
the drag world. So they're celebrating 30, I'm celebrating 25. We joined forces.
Gorgeous.
And over the last 2 years, I can honestly say I've had a lot of I've been dealing with cancer treatment.
Okay.
And I recently come out you know, about that. I never hit it, but I you know, it's kind of like a buzzkill to talk about. But it's cool because I'm doing fantastic. Anyways, over the last 2.5 years, I can honestly say I have never known the true meaning of generosity. The true meaning, and I'm not just talking about like someone, you know, helping you out with groceries or whatever. I'm talking about like, I'm sorry, like generosity of spirit,
mm-hmm.
generosity of love, generosity of, I mean, just generosity. And, you know, my whole life as an entertainer, one of the things that I loved doing more than anything was being able to help people.
Right.
You know, doing a benefit for somebody's, you know, when Kelly Webb, we did a benefit when her house burned. Or, you know, being there.
Community
is so important to me. And over the last 2 years, I've had to sit
back. Better than family 9 times.
Yeah.
10.
Over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, I've sat back. And it's been very hard, but I have had the surrender and the peace to receive this kind of generosity.
Yeah.
And I never thought that I was going to be able to pay it back. And we're doing these brunches as fundraisers. And each month I choose two charities that mean something to us locally as a community, as a family, as friends. And people are able to go to these brunches at Pangea, which is at 11th Street and 2nd Avenue.
Uh-huh.
They're on Sundays from noon until 3. Brunch is only $20. And
the
menu is divine. I mean, like,
beautiful.
They're really doing some great stuff. And then we're playing bingo along with it. And every dollar raised for bingo goes to the charities. And the first two charities are Sage,
uh-huh.
which if you're out there and you don't know what Sage is, this
is
an amazing organization, which is services and advocacy for GLBT, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans elders. Mm-hmm. There are forefathers. There are incredible aunties and grandmas and grandpas who paved the way for not just gays and queers, but for anybody who wanted to live an individual life.
Right.
And I just think that they're so important, and I have so much respect, and I'm so happy to be helping them through the generosity of world famous Bob. She got me the hookup with them because she works for them.
She's wonderful.
And the other charity that I'm doing is Howl Help, and Howl Help is part of the Actors Fund. And for people like Velocity and Dirty Martini and Sweetie, mm-hmm. and whoever else is out there who's been a downtown performer, a fringe performer, somebody living on the edge, they provide emergency services for people who aren't part of Screen Actors Guild or Actors Equity. And if you get sick...
I did my first Mae West act for a Howl Festival.
That's amazing, yeah. So I'm including them on the charities as well. And another great thing about this brunch is I am approaching all of my friends and local businesses and saying, listen, I would love for you to donate a bingo prize, something from your business. And what I'm doing is creating a community board.
I'd be happy to donate a couple of Badass Burlesque tickets.
I would love that. I would absolutely love it. We're giving away tickets to Joe's Pub, tickets to Ars Nova Off-Broadway Theater. We're giving away high-end salon services, like cuts and colors, barber haircuts. We're giving away, there's this guy named Stephen, I want to say Tomac. I hope I didn't get his name wrong, but he has been like the masseuse on Broadway for years.
Wow.
And he's donated his time that you can go and have a session. And you know if you're a singer, if you're a dancer or whatever, how important it is that your body feel well. And he's donated Lee Chapel, who has a boutique baking service called Scrumptious.
Wonderful.
Has donated designer brownies. I mean, there's all kinds of incredible. Matt Cosmetics, I'm hoping, is on board with us. All kinds of people are saying, you know, we understand you're doing bingo. Can we help out?
Right.
And that makes me feel so good. So this is a chance for me to start giving back again.
Yeah.
And it means so much to me. So if you would like to come to brunch, they're every Sunday from noon until 3 at Pangea, which is 178 2nd Avenue. And you can always listen to this in archives. But if you want to make a reservation, you can make a reservation anytime. 212-995-0900. And tell them that you found out about us through Fallen Woman. And come on in, and I will buy you a drink. We've got sturdy cocktails, sister.
I bet.
We've got...
Probably some delicious Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys that would just make your cuckoo
pucker. Do they do Bloody Marias, too?
I don't know what they... I don't know what they're capable of. I don't know what they're capable of, but I've heard tell a lot. But anyways, thank you for having me on, because...
I'm honored that
And thank
you're
you for giving
again.
Me a platform to be able to plug this brunch, because I really would love to create a community through this where people know that they can always come have a good meal.
Yes.
Always feel welcome.
And
always feel
friend.
Loved.
Yeah.
And befriended.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. So it just makes me feel good. This has been, I have to say, this has been my favorite show to date that I've done with
as
you.
As late crazy ass as we've gone.
I know,
thank
but it's
you.
Really nice. Oh, it's very...
glad to hear that.
Yeah, there's a good thing. There's a good spirit in
there.
I was
feeling guilty that we're running so late tonight.
What time is it? My God.
It's there.
You guys, if you're listening to us, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, fuck off.
And we have not
it's
even
not
started our second
bad.
Hit of Crystal.
It's 2 a.m.
We have not started the second bump of Crystal.
No, we have not smoked our next bowl of weed. Motherfucker. Will you give me a big fat tin
Absolutely.
Squeeze?
Oh,
I love you
I love
so
you too.
Much.
I love you too. All right. That's all I gotta say.
Thank you for the juiciest interview.
Thank you so much for having
ever.
Me.
Ever!
Oh my
best
God.
Day ever!
That was so
that
epic!
That was the best interview ever!
Oh my
so
God!
So epic!
And
oh
you know
my
what?
God! Awesome. It was amazing!
But you know what I found very profound when
so
we were talking
deep.
About truffle oil?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It was very triggering.
Oh my God. You know what it did? It put me in a shame spiral.
Yes.
Put me in a shame circle. And you know, when I was discussing
right,
my own...
All right, just shut up and kiss me.
When I was discussing my own molestation, I wanted to just lie down quietly and just play the victim.
Oh, yes.
I did. Bye.
Mwah. Wait, longer kiss.
Mwah. Wow, that was like almost like a sexual type thing.
There was no tongue, though.
There was no tongue because I had my tongue clipped in fucking Afghanistan. Thanks a lot.
Fire, fire, give me blue heart, kill the liar. Burn, burn, fire, fire, My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman, a weekly soiree of artists on the fringe with underground thoughts and voices shared with uncensored abandon through opinions, humor, candor, and song. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you enjoy what you hear and you'd like to continue to support independent community media, we hope you'll consider supporting us with a small monthly pledge. You may pledge as little as $1 a month. That's just $12 per year, the price of a cocktail. Please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and help keep commercial-free independent radio alive.